And with there being five Sundays in November. So anyway, that's just how it turned out. So we're having fifth Sunday dinner, and we'd like for you to stay. Next Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, if it's not freezing rain or snowing or coming to pour down of some description, we're going to have dogs and horses at our house, and you are invited. Bring your lawn chair, and if you're supposed to bring chili, you know who you are, and desserts and different things that we have at that, and we're looking forward to a good group. I haven't really had, the parents have not been twisting my arm, but there's been some young people that have, and so we want to, this will be our last one for this year, and so if you can come and be a part of that. That's next Saturday at 4 o'clock. We are in the midst of a time that we call Thanksgiving. We are celebrating that. The message that I feel like that God would have me preach today, I've had on the back burner for some time. And I wanted to preach it and put it away and say, no, not this time. And it's just been eating at me here for several weeks. And so I want to give a little introduction here like this. The reason that I have struggled with this so much is that I'm preaching to myself. So I'm going to let you off the hook today, and I'm going to be preaching to myself. But now, if the shoe were to fit, maybe you could grab hold of something in this message that God might speak to your heart about. Something that that I've been noticing about myself, and perhaps I hate to bring this up because I'm afraid that you've noticed it for some time. It's kind of like when you have body odor. When you notice it, other people have noticed it for quite some time. Well, I'm fearful that perhaps you might have noticed it. But I have noticed myself trying to make the situation about me. I have noticed myself in talking with folks when they begin to talk about someplace where they hurt, that I can't wait for them to get through so I can tell them someplace where I hurt. And I try to turn the conversation around to a place where it's about me. And the Lord keeps reminding me that it's not about me. It's not about me. And it's not about you. It's not about me. And it's not about you. So this is a message not so much on Thanksgiving, but the opposite of that, ingratitude, not being thankful, the sin of criticism. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and beginning with verse 1. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. I hope we can grab hold of this today. Really, I believe, you know, Rex Brookhart, I listened to him preach a number of times on tape. And almost every time he would say, this is probably the most important thing I've ever said to you. And this is one of those times As I read this scripture, I thought this is the most important thing that I could possibly ever say. But in all, removing all the covers, this is the most important thing in my life. This is a change that needs to take place. This is a work that the Lord is in the process of in my own life. Judge not that ye be not judged. Now that shoe probably didn't fit anyone but me. But we're going to go ahead reading anyway. For with what judgment you judge. Are you hearing me today? For with what judgment you judge. In other words, the scale that you use to judge other people by. That scale that they don't meet up to par. They don't meet up to what they should be. They're not what they ought to be. That scale that you and I use here, the Lord says, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. If you can dose it out, then you ought to be able, I ought to be able to take it. With that same measurement that I give to others. If I am lenient in my attitude toward other people, if I give them slack, if I say, okay, Lanny, if you're going to make the mark here, you make sure that you understand that's the mark that the Lord has laid out for you. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? Why do we look at it at all? Why would that concern us? Why? Why? That's the question. Why? Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the log, the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? You get that picture? You see how the Lord has painted that out for us? Here's a guy or a gal, and their eyes are full of stuff. You ever had your eyes full of stuff where you couldn't see? You was under an old car, Doug, and stuff fell in your eyes. And your eyes was full of stuff, and then you get out and somebody says, here, see if you can get this out of my eye. And here you are, gouging around, and you can't even see. How wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine own eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Now the Lord doesn't go easy here. He does not mince words. He uses a word that defines or describes an individual who is playing a part that's not really them. They've put a mask on. They have covered what was real with a mask. And the Lord calls it hypocrisy. He says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote. out of thy brother's eye. One is a log, the other is a sliver. One is a log, the other is a sliver. Our Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, and now, Lord, please open our eyes spiritually. My own, Lord. Help me to be honest as I preach this. Help me, Lord, to remove the coverings, the mask, and let it penetrate in my own heart that you would have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I don't know where Betty and I came up with this at, but we have this little deal. I think she came up with it some way, but as if we all had a little bracelet on. And every time we criticize someone, we have to switch hands with that bracelet. And we've been reminding one another that we have to switch hands pretty often. When we just get off the phone with someone, I always have some kind of comment. The Bible refers to the one who is always finding